about some general things you must know regarding issues and the halakha behind it. Okay? And I want to understand the Lysine guy. This is for Kiddush. I want to understand, and also the Ksosim we have to start today and share. I give them our returns. We know that during the times of the Shnayas, that when a person got married, there was a stage called Erusin. Erusin is synonymous with what word?
Kedushin.
And the accomplishment of that is that the woman becomes also to everyone Kehektish. But the Chosin is still not looking to his cow until you be a suin, which during the times of the Mishnayos, they used to wait 12 months, a full year. And the full year, they would then do the suin, which allows the Chosin to be with the cow. Why would they wait a full year? To give them time to prepare for the suuda, the man to pay for the suuda, and the woman to pay for the jewelry. Get ready for jewelry, a whole year. Now, we don't do that nowadays. We combine the Kedushin and the Suin to be the morning, Rafi. We combine the Kedushin and the Suin to be the exact same day. So we do both under the chuppah. There is a Rashi in Chuvis, places quotes, that we commemorate this gap. How do we commemorate that there was a gap? We commemorate with, we read the Ksuba. And if the Rav wants to give a drasha, you should give the drasha right after the reading of the Ksuba, not at the end. There was a concept of meritzin chasin and kala. We run the chasin and kala to the yichudim after the shavuot. So you don't want to have a rabbi giving the drasha at the end of the chuppah. Okay, so we said before you came in that kedushin and erusin are synonymous. They're like two sides of the same. It's the same word. It's a synonym. That asers the woman and every other man in the world. But there's a 12-month gap, which is Nisuin later. Nisuin allows the chassan to be with the kala. That was the time period was given to prepare the man for the suda and the woman for the jewelry. Nowadays, we don't wait 12 months. We do it all the same day. But we commemorate the gap, Rashi, that's in the jewelry, because we have the ksuba read. And then for Rav wants to give a drosh, you should do it then, not at the very end of the Shabbat. So you rush the chassan and kala to the yichudim. Because we want the brachas to be combined with the yichudim. So you guys got to understand that. Now, with that appreciation, when you attend the wedding, you know what's going on. Because in the beginning of the wedding, under the chuppah, there is the kiddushin, which is the following. When the chassan, when I'm inside of kiddushin, the chassan must appoint two eidim, to the exclusion of everyone in the room, and he should specify the names of the eidim. He should say the names of the eidim, to the exclusion of everyone in the room, that these will be the eidim kedushin. Because you don't want relatives to be involved as eidim, because then that passes it. Eidim shabbat shabbat l'kudim. So you appoint that eidim to the exclusion of everyone in the room, and these will be your eidim kedushin. Now you ask the eidim, you show them the chassan, the Sadek Kedushin asks the chassan, he says, is this your ring? Did you pay for it? He's got to pay for it. With his cash or credit card, it should be his cash, okay? His check to pay for the actual ring. And then you show the ring to the eidim to see if it's, they think it's a shavuot kutuwim. Now, our minhag is not to engrave the ring at all. You engrave the ring, that usually elevates the price, and it's not clear at all. The woman thinks it was worth $500, the ring, it's really worth $1,000 because it engraved it. So our meaning is never to engrave it, because maybe she would not have agreed to the Kedushin if she thought it was worth $500. If she thought it was worth $1,000, it was only worth $500. You follow me? So when it's engraved, the price is not clear. That's why you use either solid gold or solid platinum. Okay? It could be white, it could be yellow, it doesn't make a difference. But that is all done before, yes, he puts the ring on her finger. Now, usually some guys are nervous, which understandably so, the chassan. So before he puts the ring on her finger, you must say the phrase Hariyat Mekudeshes Libetavad Zo, not Zu, Betavad Zo, Kedas Moshe Yisrael. Now, sometimes he's nervous, so I have a sefer called the Madrich. The Madrich guides the Rav how to do the Kedushin. I open up the page and let him read out of it. There's nothing wrong with reading out of it. You don't care about, oh, it doesn't look good. Really doesn't look good. It's always good to use a sitter, especially at the Kedushin. Nothing wrong with it. And then he says that phrase before he puts the ring on her finger, and then she extends her right index finger. She's a righty. If she's a lefty, her left index finger, and then he places the ring on her finger after he has said this amira loud enough that the Aiden see it. And the Aiden must hover. The Aiden must hover on the Hussein and Kala. That's the photographer case we talked about the end of last semester, that the photographer gets in and you don't see the actual giving of the ring. You have to be strong and don't let the photographer block you. And you make sure you see him put the ring on her finger. If you didn't, that's called any idea, which we said anyway was good. Did he have it, right? Yes, Usher.
Why is it Tabad
Zoh? The Zoo is Lashon Zohar. Zoh is Lashon Mekav. Okay, Tabas is Lashon Mekav. So that's what you do, and that's very important. So that will, and then everyone will say, Mekudeshes, Mekudeshes. The Aiden will say Mekudeshes, Mekudeshes, and that is certifying that it's a good Kedushin, Halakha L'maisa. Here, Ben Nam, and you can come sit here. Okay? That will certify it's a good Kedushin. I was going to be an aid Kedushin for Jonathan's costume. And that's exactly what I did. Everyone says Mekudeshes, Mekudeshes. Now, many Misabi Kedushin, this is the second time this has happened, you know?
Again, let's not mix it up, okay? This is the packet for today with the marmot fenders, okay? Right here, okay?
So, Lamaisa, yeah, but yeah, I mean, you can also, you know, display your keepy. You don't need to have that, you know?
Well, no, it's running.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I didn't want it going off.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, now you're in the mismanaged brothers. Okay, so the thing is that, I have a minig when I'm a Sarah Kedusha that I ask the Aiden to stay there. To stay under the chuppah. What purpose? The next step is that you call up the person that's going to read the ksuba. So the love that's going to read the ksuba comes up, you give him the ksuba and he reads it. Now, that's an important thing. After you read it, hopefully there's no mistakes. God willing. After you read the ksuba, you give it to the chassan, and the chassan gives it over to his kala. Now, the minig in yeshivas is, Shekhar says you don't have to do the skumra, but most do the skumra in yeshivishiv, is that the aidim watch also the mesiris haksuba from the chassan to the kala. That's why you ask the aidim to stay up there. You follow me? And then you say, I may have asked him, you know, you wish him a bracha. And then the kala gives the ksuba to her mother so it doesn't get lost. Because a woman that lost her ksuba, the husband really shouldn't be alone with because she has no security. We paskin that nowadays it's like an automatic cue that he has to give the ksuba. So usually, though, if a ksuba is lost, you write up a special nusa for them. Called a ksuba de irpasa, a lost ksuba, special nusa. So we always want to know where the ksuba is. Some people hang it up on their wall. You don't have to take it with you on a trip or things, but it's not snias, as Amara says, that a husband lives with his wife and she has no ksuba. Because there's a concern he could throw her out and doesn't have to pay a penny. And that's not right. That he, you know, he might be, you know, it's usher to live with a wife if you have in mind to divorce her. That's a Gemara in the Dung, that puff in the base. The guy is going to divorce his wife. He can't continue to live with her. It's an issue. Gemara says in the Dung, puff in the base. So that's why you always have the security blanket for the woman in Subaru. That's why I said it's like automatic. So, but it's good that she has it written up if it's lost. That's why many Masada Jews have asked the Aiden to stay up there. Okay? To watch this. There is a sheet of Ravenu, I think it's Ravenu Yeruchimot, about it that says you could even maybe rely on it as a star condition. Let's say it turns out that the Kesef's bad. Let's say it turned out that the Kesef wasn't the guy's money, the ring wasn't his money, wasn't his ring. So maybe you could say the Kedusha's good based on star. Not a star Kedusha, but it's a Ksuba, so there is a sheet like that. And you know what else? There's another opinion. You ever heard of Guna's sheet in Kedusha Daf Hem and Aleph? What are the three ways a guy can make Kaddish a woman? Kesef, star, and Bia. Now, Bia we don't do nowadays. Rob used to flog someone that did it. It's not Sneas. It's not Sneas. But star, no one does nowadays. But it could be that you could rely, use the Ksuba as a star. You follow me? That's another reason why he has the Aver stay up there. That's the reason why you perhaps have the Aver stay up there. That's not another reason. That is the reason why he has the Aver. That is the reason. The only reason that he has the Aver stand up there is because maybe you could rely on the Ksuba as somewhat of what we call as a star kedusha. You follow me? Now there is a shita Rabuna. What's Rabuna shita? Which actually to Yesh Omrim in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch was stopping whether you hold it. You ever heard of Rabuna shita kedusha dafe? He says that chuppas kona for kedusha. Chuppas kona. So the fact that they're actually standing under the chuppah might also be what? A vehicle and a mechanism which where he is kona her for kedusha. You follow me? Chuppah kona. Chuppah. There's a fourth kingdom. Kesef, star, Bia, and a chuppah. So do we pass him like that? It's a suffix in the Shulchan Aruch, believe it or not. It's a suffix in the Shulchan Aruch. So, yeah, it is for Nesun, but some say it's also for kedusha, Rahuna. So it's a lachlis we've shown him whether he pascha like that. I think Rabbeinu Hanan will pascha like Rabbeinu. So there are two backups, maybe you could say that they're Mekudeshes. If it wasn't his money. Number one, you could say maybe the Ksuba. You follow, it wasn't his ring. And what's number two? Kupa Kona. It's not so well known. I want you to know all these intricacies. Because we're really getting it. Yes, Jonathan, go ahead.
So, let's say it's a case of a chuppah sedita, and I know that generally speaking with the wedding, there's a concept of the ichah room, and there's like bodyguards.
We're gonna get there.
No, but my question is
What's
that
your question?
For a chuppah sedita, do they have to do the same thing with like 8 minutes and a bodyguard?
Well, we're gonna get there. We're gonna get the ichah yet. We're gonna get there. Okay.
Getting ahead of
us. All right, but yeah, you're getting ahead of us. Yeah, you're getting ahead of us. But it's interesting if you bring up the chuppah sedita. It still would be good. If you hold like Rav Huna, then chuppah kona and kedushin, irregardless of if she's in need, it still would be a good kedushin. We're talking about kedushin now. Yes? So it's a good horror you bring up. If we were chuppah sedita, you could still rely on Rav Huna for the same kedushin. Yes, go ahead, Rafa. That's what you're going to ask?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I answered in my head.
You got it? Okay, great. Okay, so that's where we're now at the chuppah, okay? So now you guys understand that we've covered the kedushin and the reading of the ksuba and the backup plans of the Mesiris HaKsuba and also what? Being under the chuppah. Now what do we do? Now we go to the second stage of marriage, which is called what? Nisuin. Yes? What does Nisuin accomplish? What is the synonym of Nisuin? Which is kind of like Azriel just said. What is the synonym of Nisuin? Can't hear you. Chuppah. Watch you guys got to know this. We're learning issues. Kedushin dash Erusin and Nisuin dash Chuppah. Now we utilize Rav Huna's sheet that the Chuppah could even come up for Kedushin. But classically, Chuppah is known as Nisuin. Okay? So what you have here is the following. You have five sheikhs in the tour how to accomplish Nisuin. Five. Which allows the chazan to move the cow. Let's go through them. Number one being under the chuppah. Actually, let's go through them. Number one is the Rambam is Yichud, the Yichudu. That's Nisuin. Number two is Bedekin. Places says in the quotes of Yishalmi, it's Bedekin. Number three is bring her into your rishus that you own, your apartment. Doesn't necessarily have to be a yichud alone. It could be a lot of people there. Number four is standing under the chuppah with her. And number five is standing under the chuppah, saying the Shem Dekas, and then eating a meal, which you usually eat. You don't eat in the yichud room. You should definitely wash and make sure you eat at your wedding when you guys get married. Yes, Usher. Number four was simply standing under the chuppah with her, like Usher and Kal. Number five is standing under the chuppah with her with the Shem Dekas and making sure you eat. That's why you should make sure you eat at the wedding. You really should make sure you wash. You want to be part of the Shem Dekas. So many people, your friends might make fun of you while you're eating. You should never make fun of it anyway. But, what do you mean? First of all, many people fast and hungry. And number two is that's one of the shittas in the Shinin, how to define the sun. Okay? Parenthetically, I don't think I've ever spoken about it with you. I don't like this concept of these roasting in the Yufos. I don't like this concept of roasting. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it. It really didn't exist when I was your guys' age. But I don't think it's a good thing at all. I really don't. What do I say?
What do you mean?
I think roasting is they make jokes about the chassan at the ufruf, right? The friends do, and it's very embarrassing sometimes. Bush Brahma. And then sometimes embarrass him in front of his father-in-law and things. In fact, Ariel told me at his ufruf, he asked his friends not to say anything bad, and they listened, with the exception of one fellow, but then he stopped them. So, for my sir, we have to keep that in mind, Allah Almighty, that very, very careful. Just really praise the guy, you know, and wish him well. You don't gotta do that. What happened to your ufruf, Jonathan? Did anyone roast you? I hope not. Nothing too bad, but why do you even have to get to that? Why does it even have to get to that? People get nervous. Just forget about it. Don't say anything. No, it doesn't make any sense. I don't understand it. You know, the simple is important, the humor, but only the praise. You guys agree with me about it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Okay. Now, let's continue where we left off. Why did I bring that up? Because I brought that up about what? We're talking about the five shittas of Nisun, correct? Remember we had the five shittas of Nisun? So think about all those things. We do them, yes? Don't we do the five things? We do the five things. Now, someone just asked me recently, one of the guys on the show, I don't have a good answer. I'll pose it to you. Why do we do it that way? I really don't know. I gotta find out. But if you think about it, if the Deccan is Nisuan, the Deccan is done before the what? Before the Kedushin. Why would you do that? So there's a Machlis in the show that came Nisuan coming before Kedushin. Machlis, the Ritva and the Rajbah, with the Ramban. So even if it's all that's good, the Shem probably says it doesn't click in until you actually do the Kedushin. Once you do the Kedushin, then the Suah comes at the same time. But why do it that way? You know what I mean? Why do it that way? So what we do is they call up everyone. It's preferable that one guy sing the first two brachas, and then you can divide up 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. If you're going to have a machlokas in the family, then you can divide up 1 and 2 also. But Shem Tov always says it's ideal. Why? I have to chazer over why it's so. It has to do with breaking a guffin being the first and the second one being shakobar al-kobi. You want to combine the two. But I don't remember the food. I have to chazer that over as well, so we've got a lot of homework to do. But he always says you should have one guy do the first two brachas if you can. You can't. But you should try. And you really should have guys that know how to read the brachas. You call up a relative that fumbles on the bracha and messes it up. It's not good. And the rav, I have one card. I give it to. I make sure that they see it. Don't rely on the caterer with the cards. It messes up the order a lot of times. It messes up the order. It's a very important thing because it says a kala blow bracha is not. You want to have a kala with a bracha. Kala blow bracha, and she has all the shavu brachas. you skip one to go out of order, and it gets complicated. Just keep it easy and make sure you know what's going on. That's the job of the Masonic Fiduciary. Don't rely on the caterer. I say no. I'm using my card and that's it. So you finish the shovel buckles. Now I forgot to say something to you guys. You have two cups. You should bring two beckers. Two glasses. The first cup, I forgot to say, the rub, that's the Masonic Fiduciary, says Gregory Buffin and a Shira Hitlatus Arusos, which is a block of Rick Azarison. Who drinks it? The Chassid and the Kawa. The Rav does not have to drink it. The Chaim used to say had a puma that he would drip a little bit on his fingers and he would put it in his mouth. That's what they say from the Chaim. But it's a puma. I don't do that. So the Rav says Gregory Buffin and the Rick Azarison. And what do you do? So normally what I do is I give the what? I honor the Kala's parents first because she's still not under his auspices. And the father of the Kala gives the Chassid a drink. He hands the cup. And the mother of the Kala gives her own daughter the drink. And that's the Eris. That was the cup. Then you remove the cup and put it over here. You keep telling the Chassid and Kala, I'm being motzi them the bucket. You should answer me, not going through the Shema. Many times someone's being motzi the bucket, I'm saying, for Shema. Then, at the end of the Shema office, there's a second cup that we've been using for the Masurim. Second cup that was filled up. Now that she's under the Chassid's auspices, who do you honor? The Chassid's parents. And you let the Chassid's father give to himself, his son, and you let the Kala's new mother-in-law, who's the Chassid's mother, give what? Give her a drink. You follow me? And then you say, what's it called? Imes Karefi, right? Imes Kafe. And then at the end of the song, the Chassid breaks a glass, like Tosfos says, in Brachos with his right foot. I like to break it after the song, not in the middle, because no one knows what's going on there. So you sing, and then you break it, and then that concludes the Kopo. Everyone wishes everyone Mazel Tov, and then you rush them, dance them to the Chassid's room, to the Yichud room, rather, and the 80 Yichud who are appointed, the 80 Yichud should really try to see the Bedekin also, but that's a formula. And as you check, there's no entrances, no other entrances or exits, and they just food there, and then they let the Chassid Kala go in, and they lock the door, and they measure 10 minutes that they're alone to fulfill the mitzvah of Yichud, and that is what it's Yichud learning would be. Okay, they don't have via there, but it has to be royal via, so it has to be 10 minutes. The Sternbach held by an almana of Rusha, who's already had via once, she's not mocking herself to the new husband until at least royal via. She said there really should be a bed in there for a divorcee or a widow. Not that he has to have via with her, but should be royal via. That's what he wanted to find. It's a good finish. We don't normally do that. Yes, Bingham. I can't hear you.
Break the glass inside, like during the Imesh Cafe. The reason why it's done is because a lot of Chassid and Kalas, they don't like the idea of smashing the glass because, like, the warning, and then immediately everyone says Mazel Tov. Because they're saying Mazel Tov about the warning, and that's, it feels weird. It feels
I understand, but that's been admitted. I think it's good because it shows that you have the awareness, and then right after is go Mazel. I don't think that's difficult. What'd you do at your wedding?
I did it in the middle.
Yeah, I don't remember. Okay. I don't remember. I was 80 Kedushin by Binyamin as well. I don't remember. Okay. I hear you. I just don't people. It's just for the end and no one knows what to say. You don't know. So it's strange. I hear you. Okay. It's not a problem. It's the time of the whatever the event is. Okay, now Jonathan brought up, let's close with this because we've got a lot to do. Let's get right there to learn them. You really need a coffee. Can you get the coffee after shoot? You gotta go to the restaurant. I don't want to take a break for like 10, 15 minutes after. I gotta go right there to learn them. You know? When you start with the toast, have them on the premises. And then we gotta go to Folk Topos today, too. We got a lot to do. That's your 11:45 across the street, okay? What happens if the woman is a medium? Now, it's not the end of the world. Usually a woman regulates her period, she won't be needed for the wedding. She sees a gynecologist, takes a birth control pill that regulates her period 3 or 4 months before when they get engaged. The first thing that she should do. If in fact she's menstruating, it's not the end of the world. Only 3 people have to know about it. The wrong, the person in college. It's a little complicated to use because it can't be alone. You have to leave the door open, or you have to leave a coffin in there. Yes, it's hard not to tell the agent, but all right. But the mice throughout the week, they really can't have you for the loan, and the condition is still good. We don't push off the wedding. The Rambam says you have to push off the wedding. Even Sfardim don't have like the Rambam. In fact, Sfardim at a wedding, they don't do Yichud at all. They think it's not serious. The body has a tshuva. Which is why are you taking them into the room? It's not serious. So they don't even do that, which is really strange, because the Rambam shoots as good as Yichud. Usually Sfardim hold like the Rambam. You did Yichud in your wedding, no?
Yeah.
Good, but part of the weddings they don't even do Yichud. But the mice, so that's the din, Jonathan, about Kippur's meeting. Now, if she happens to be a minig, can he actually touch her finger? Our minig is yes. He doesn't have to drop it. If he drops it, everyone's going to know why he dropped it on her. You know? Dropped it. Put it on, you try not to touch her finger. And, usually this day and age it doesn't happen much, but it can happen. It's not a catastrophe. And therefore, it's no big deal. So that is the summary of a chuppah taking you into the Yichud room. Now tomorrow, let's do the preliminary steps of the chasana at the chasana's tish about preparing the tshuva and the tanoim and all those things about and the bedekin as well. Let's do that tomorrow, okay? So let's break here. Here's the barbacoa with the package. But please, I hope you have that sauce from...